House Bill 1279, an act to establish the South Dakota Municipal Facility Authority to provide for the establishment of one or more special purpose corporations by the South Dakota Municipal Facilities Authority, to establish the powers of the South Dakota Municipal Facilities Authority and each such corporation, including the power to acquire, own, lease, sublease, and dispose of certain land, improvements, and capital equipment comprising all or a portion of any municipal facilities, including any system or part of a system of waterworks, sewage, or of waste disposal, and to establish or confirm the powers and liabilities of the state, the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, the Board of Water and Natural Resources, the South Dakota Conservancy District, and the municipalities and other public entities of the state in connection therewith.
House Bill 1279 has had its second reading, all of it, and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
And I would waive the reading. It has been distributed.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Dugard motion.
Madam President, may I speak to both the motion and the bill?
That's granted.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen, House Bill 1279 allows municipalities to engage in sale-leaseback arrangements. This is similar to the arrangement by which the state sold some of its buildings several years back and leased them back from private entities which are the owners. The purpose of a long-term sale-leaseback is to allow the tax-exempt municipality to sell and then lease back their wastewater treatment assets, allowing them to retain operating control of the system while deriving a cash upfront benefit from the transaction, which is received at the closing. The way it would work is the municipality sells the facilities to a newly created state authority. The authority negotiates a transaction whereby a private corporation purchases the facilities through it and then leases the facilities back to the authority, which in turn leases them back to the state and then to the municipalities on leases of approximately 30 years. Through the transaction, the municipalities receive cash as the purchase price of the facilities, and then about 96 or 97% of this cash is immediately placed by the authority into accounts that make the lease payments over the 30-year lease. And they also provide for an amount at the end for the repurchase of the facilities. The remaining 3 to 4% of the cash purchase price received on the closing date is the cash upfront benefit to the municipalities. This is something that each of the municipalities would not be large enough to do alone. By the state's involvement and by the establishment of the facility, or excuse me, the authority by the state, and by the passage of this legislation, now municipalities can gather together, can join together, and enter into these sale leaseback and give the municipalities some opportunity to get some cash out of their significant investment that they have in their wastewater facilities. Once again, at the end of the 30-year lease period, the municipalities would be able to purchase their facilities back and they'd be in the same position that they are in today. I encourage your support and would be happy to answer any questions.
Further remarks on the Dugard motion, Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. I realize what this bill does. This bill puts some money in the pockets of government, local governing bodies, just as it put money in the pocketbook of the state of South Dakota when the first sale-leaseback agreements were orchestrated. The problem I have with that is basically what you have is a mortgage on property that the state or the citizens of this state own. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous to fuel government spending by allowing a mortgage on a building. And Senator Dugard is absolutely correct. We've got a lot of state buildings on the sale-leaseback agreement. I think probably the only one that isn't is the building we're standing in right here today. And I don't know why we haven't sold that and leased it back myself, but you know, maybe that's down the road. I think that you're crossing a dangerous threshold here by allowing this to happen. You know, if we think it's right for municipalities to do this, why not open this up to all public entities, all political subdivisions, Let's let schools do it. Let's let townships do it. Let's let counties do it. Let's let everybody do it. Let's let everybody mortgage government property. Doesn't make any sense, ladies and gentlemen. It just doesn't make any sense at all. You want to see government become irresponsible and spend money they shouldn't spend, go ahead and pass this. You know, it seems a little bit ridiculous that you'd have something paid for, you go off, you mortgage the thing, or sale lease back, then you form a tax increment finance district, and then you might have a bond indebtedness somewhere. I mean, how crazy is this? This is just fueling spending that is absolutely crazy. And I don't know how you're going to rein it in after everybody's broke. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll guarantee
you. Senator, if you'd limit your remarks to the amendment.
Madam President, may I speak to the amendment and to the bill?
You may, Senator.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me that. But, you know, I think that as we look at this, and yeah, sure, it's worked fine for the state, and, you know, it got us out of some financial trouble. I'm not sure it ever got us out of financial trouble, because once we were able to pay the sale leasebacks off, we needed some dough again, so now we've orchestrated the sale leaseback of some state buildings again. And it's just an ongoing thing. It's a dog chasing his tail. He never catches it. You never catch up with yourself, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's a dangerous precedent, and I would urge you to resist passage of House Bill 1279.
Further remarks on the Dugart motion to amend, Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. And I appreciate Senator Dugard explaining this bill, and I think he did a very good job. Not only that, I think when you take this vote, you are going to be very proud down the road of what you've accomplished. I don't think you'll be any less proud than you will be 10 years from now of the trust funds that we set up for the voters to approve last April. This is long-term financial planning for our political subdivisions. Indeed, it has every fail-safe or safeguard in the world in it. This was not a loosely constructed bill. In fact, several of us spent several hours working just listening to the bond attorneys, Bruce Barger, who's helped us before with bonding issues, Jack Arnold from Doherty Dawkins. The best attorneys across the nation have dotted every I and crossed every T in an effort to make sure that we have accomplished a piece of worthwhile legislation. It may be hard to understand, but it is a defeasance account situation. So the municipalities have, at the end of this term, the ability to buy back the buildings. The money is there. There are no out-of-pocket costs, and the repurchase option price is covered by the remaining balance in the defeasance accounts as the sale leaseback moves along. It was an idea that did indeed, Senator Moore, work well for the state of South Dakota. It's one that the state of South Dakota has availed itself of a second time, and I would urge you to allow municipalities to do the same thing. Thank you.
Further remarks. Further remarks on the Dugart motion. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of the Dugart motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1279 as amended. Senator Olson.
Madam President, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I think it's really important to note that 1279 is permissive only. We are putting the mechanisms together whereby a deal could be put together and offered to municipalities. If they don't like the deal, they don't have to do the deal. So it's important to remember that they have the final say in that. But I'll replicate or attempt to replicate what Representative Olson did at a Cracker Barrel, because the city of Mitchell is extremely interested in this concept. But it would work like this, and this is an oversimplification because we have a number of authorities in between. But I'm going to show you my wastewater treatment plant. Happens to be the House Journal, go figure. I'm going to sell the House Journal to my good friend, Senator Vitter. I'm going to sell it to him for $1, okay? He pays me the dollar. I put 3 cents in my bank account, and 97 cents goes into, as Representative or Senator Everett said, the defeasance account. That defeasance account is structured to pay all the lease payments. It's interest-bearing, and when it's all said and done, has enough revenue in it to buy the facility back. So the advantage of the municipality, should they determine to take advantage of it, is exactly that. The other thing you need to know is why, I mean, this really looks like it's, quote, free money. Why? City entities are tax-exempt. The companies that will come together to put this deal together are AAA-rated financial and insurance institutions. They get the depreciation in the facility. So there's an advantage to them for their shareholders to get involved with this. And there's tremendous advantages and latitudes for municipalities to gain upfront revenues, knowing that the only way that we could ever go south on this deal is if the whole global economy collapses around us. And if that's the case, I'll sell you the Corn Palace for a penny. I hope you support 1279.
Further remarks. Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. You know, say what you want. It can be permissive, and I know it's permissive. But the point is, we have cities that are going to take advantage of it simply because they can put another buck in their pocket to go out and do something that they probably can't afford to do anyway. But, you know, the whole issue as I look at this is I do not find in here nowhere in this bill where a decision such as this is referable by the people of that community. I think that when you have a decision of that nature, then maybe you have to give the people, the citizen, the right to petition the thing to a vote. And that's not even in this bill. And I think that's wrong. I think that's dead wrong. We haven't remembered the rest of the citizens. All we're concerned about is the administration of the city accessing money. We're not concerned whether the citizen feels it's right to mortgage their property or not. And we ought to consider that before we pass this bill. I think we need a provision in here that allows it to be referable. And I don't see that. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1279 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown? Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
No.
Dennard? Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury? Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketsa? Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Hoskin?
No.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
No.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
No.
Munson? Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
No.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Duxbury? Senator Huttmacher, how did you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. Madam President, ayes 23, nays 11, excused 1.
House Bill 1279 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is correct.